Yeah, hi everybody, Brian Newbert here again from goldenblack.com. I am not in my car tonight. It is 1:10 in the morning, and I continue to believe that is weird. If I go out into my car at 1:10 in the morning on a Friday night to record a podcast, do not want to run afoul of the law by having one of my neighbors call the police to report me breaking into my own car. So I am here in my home office once again to record this Golden Black Radio Express post-game podcast following Purdue's 55-54 win at number 23 Michigan State. It is brought to you by Fox Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Charters Team Remaxability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. So please, from purchasing houses to money management to cool things made out of metal to delicious dinners, please keep all of our friends, our sponsor friends, in mind for whatever respective services they might offer. Purdue wins 55-54 at number 23 Michigan State. Quite a game it was. If you watched it, you obviously know the blow-by-blow here. But Purdue led for 69 seconds, took the lead with 5 seconds to go, 6 seconds to go, something like that. They were down 4 points with 12 seconds to go. What ensued was basically Purdue's Virginia game. Everything that had to happen from that juncture on happened. A really weird Rube Goldberg sort of series of events that let Purdue win this game, despite only scoring 55 points and only scoring 16 points in the first half. Purdue did not, you know, Purdue was good enough to win. Michigan State was certainly bad enough to lose. A lot went into this outcome, but you have to give Purdue a ton of credit for finding a way to win this game. You know, after Rutgers and Illinois, the tag on this team to me was that they just didn't know how to win yet. That was something they were going to have to grow into as a basketball team. They are young. They are, you know, relatively inexperienced. I know it's damn near halfway through a season now, and the juniors have played a lot of basketball at Purdue, so calling them young at some point in time is something I'm going to have to pull back on a little bit. But the reality is they are a young team. Half of their playing rotation hadn't played a game as of 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever it is. They kind of have to learn how to win. And when you looked at Rutgers and Illinois, where Purdue does enough good things to be leading in the second half and then goes on a stretch where they just do everything wrong, it's like what Painter said after Illinois, and I couldn't have said this better myself as a writer. I wish I'd come up with this, that they've got good stretches and bad stretches. They just have to make their bad stretches average stretches, and then things would be so much different. But that was not Purdue's reality prior to tonight. And, you know, Purdue had bad, bad stretches in this game, notably the whole first half. But again, they were good enough to force really bad stretches for Michigan State, and they were really good enough to do everything they needed to do to literally steal this game at the end, because Michigan State had it won. Purdue commits an atrocious turnover very late in the game and then is slow to foul and lets too much time run off the clock. Aaron Henry gets to the line. I think he only makes one of two, but then after that, Purdue does everything Purdue needs to do to win the game. They get the quick score. They get the turnover. They get to the free throw line. The only thing they could have done differently was make both free throws. Trayvon Williams was at the line, could have tied it with both free throws. He misses the second. Obviously, if you want to miss one, you miss the second. You need the offensive rebound. Matt Painter had just put Zach Edey in for offensive rebounding purposes. He fights for it, gets a hand on it, knocks it away from Michigan State, bounces off Trayvon Williams' leg. Mason Gillis makes the most Purdue play ever by diving on the loose ball, tying up the Michigan State guy, whoever it was, I can't remember, forcing the tie-up. Purdue has the possession arrow. Purdue gets the ball. Purdue scores. Purdue gets a stop. Purdue steals the game. Literally, let's get home, everybody. Let's get the hell out of here before they review something. That kind of game. It total smash and grab, you know, Big Ten road win, but one that, you know, could be a breakthrough for this team for all we know. Again, they've done a lot of positive things versus Illinois and Rutgers, and just didn't do enough good things consecutively to, you know, really have a credible chance to win that game, those games at the end. And here, in spite of themselves, in spite of, you know, a horrific first half, you know, Purdue did enough positive things to get this win. This could be a real maturity moment for them. A lot went into this. Trayvon Williams, superstar tonight, absolute superstar. I don't think this necessarily etches him on, to use a bad sports talk radio cliche, the Mount Rushmore of great, pretty big men or anything like that. This doesn't necessarily mean he's arrived for good, but this was a big step forward for him in terms of what Purdue expects from him, hopes for from him in terms of him one day becoming a great player, not just a good player, but a great player for Purdue. And this was really the first time in his career, I think, that I can recall where he has literally put Purdue on his back, on his considerable shoulders, and delivered them to victory in a big game like this. He's had big games before. Purdue didn't win any of those games. This was a game where he had 2 points at halftime. Purdue had 16 points itself at halftime. Purdue needed someone to do something. And he literally, not literally, he figuratively put his team on his back, and he delivered them a win at Michigan State on the road. A really, really impressive winning performance by Trevion Williams. He was just really good in this game. I said prior to the game, because of the matchup dynamics in this one, Michigan State does not have a great big man. They're not great defending the post. This had to be a Trevion Williams game. This had to be a Trevion Williams and Zach Edey game for Purdue. And as it turned out, this was a Trevion Williams game and then some. He won this game for Purdue, 24 points after halftime. The game winner, obviously. The only thing he could have done different in this game was make that second free throw. Again, that was the best thing that could have happened to Purdue, because that was their pathway to winning this game and not just tying this game. Jaden Ivey, I think, was really good in this game too. He scored 6 points. That doesn't jump off the page at you, nor should it. But I thought he gave Purdue a little bit of offensive life when it was literally flatlining. Again, literally. Why do I keep saying literally? When it was figuratively flatlining offensively, he gave them life. He gave them a jolt of energy. And I think, had Jaden Ivey not come in and gotten a couple buckets in that first half, Purdue might not have scored 10 points in the first half. It was that dire. It was really, really ugly. And, I thought, too, Jaden Ivey, this had to be a Jaden Ivey game, too, because, Michigan State put a lot of pressure on Purdue's guards. Purdue's overcome that better this season than it did last season, but to start this game, Purdue could not do anything from the backcourt. It couldn't get the ball inside. It couldn't score. It couldn't make a shot. And Jaden Ivey being the one guy who can really go past people, get in the lane and do some things, I thought he might really matter tonight. When Purdue was really struggling offensively, he got some things going, and I think he was a big part of this game. Beyond the scoring, the modest scoring, 6 rebounds from him was a crucial part of Purdue out-rebounding Michigan State. And it's hard to beat Michigan State without out-rebounding Michigan State. You have to beat them at their own game. Rebounding, grit, toughness, all of that stuff. And Purdue, when you look at it, Purdue won this game because of those things. The play Mason Gillis makes at the end on top of the rebounding, the Zach Edey, fighting for the offensive rebound. Purdue beat Michigan State, Michigan State style here. Jaden Ivey had a lot to do with it. Those 6 rebounds were a really big deal. Jaden Ivey has not turned the ball over since he came back in the lineup for the Ohio State game. That was 7 games ago, I believe. This is an uber-aggressive, inexperienced player coming back from an injury. He is scoring-minded. He is scoring-focused. He is coming in there trying to make things happen. And he has not turned the ball over in 7 consecutive games. That is remarkable to me. In the context, too, of Purdue needing to cut its turnovers to an absolute bare minimum, that statistic is just unbelievably impressive for Jaden Ivey. This was a really impressive win for Purdue. But as I wrote in the analysis on our site, is Purdue's got to be better than this, too. Because it won this game, it cannot go into Indiana thinking that it was good enough to win this game. It has to look at it the opposite. It has to look at it like we have to get so much better, because look at the position we were in. We scored 16 points in the first half. We won somehow, scoring 55 points on the road in the Big Ten. That will lose you every game you play on the road in the Big Ten from here on out if you only score 55 points, I think. You never know, but this is a weird year. This was Big Ten pandemic basketball at its finest, because Purdue scored 16 points in the first half. Michigan State scored 22 points, or shot 22% in the second half, and turned into Purdue on the road at home in the second half. By that I mean, Purdue has been vulnerable to these hideous rashes of turnovers on the road in some of these games, and that's what Michigan State turned into on their home floor. Their guard play is so flawed right now, and again, they don't have an interior presence. This just is not a typical Michigan State team. They're really working through some things right now. The Rutgers game looked like a turning point for them. It may have been, but it took a detour against Purdue. Give Purdue a lot of credit for winning this game, but also understand what all went into this. Purdue has to get so much better off of these games. You just have to be better offensively than they're being. Their execution in the first half, their screening, their passing, whatever it might have been, was just not good enough. And they have to be so much better than this. And they have to understand that just because we won this game doesn't mean, you know, we're there. This was a big win for a young team. They have to be mature about it now, and they have to prepare for Indiana like they're the 80s Boston Celtics, because Purdue has to get better than they were tonight, clearly. So that's what I got. That's our Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast following Purdue's 55-54 rock fight over Michigan State in East Lansing. This has been brought to you by Fox, Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Chargers Team Remax Ability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. I'll talk to you again this week following Purdue's game at Indiana. Take care.